In the gospel reading today, our Lord speaks to us about the kingdom of heaven being like something which is hidden, talks about the treasure that's hidden in the field, talks about that pearl of great price, talks about the things that are pulled in the net, all things that were hidden. But what we have to be able then to recognize is that the kingdom of heaven is something that is hidden within. More importantly, or more to the point, the most holy Trinity is hidden within. As we've talked about many times, if you are in the state of grace, God dwells in you, but in a very hidden way, because God dwells in the very deepest part of your soul. So unless you have uncovered all of that, he's still buried in there. He's still hidden. Even if we find him, he still remains hidden because he's infinite. So in that sense, we cannot ever grasp the fullness of God, so there's always infinitely more that's hidden from us than what we're able to grasp anyway. But the reality is, for most of us, we haven't gotten anywhere near there. And so we have a lot of digging to do. But the question is, have we even found the field? That's the point that our Lord is making. This man found a treasure hidden in the field and went and sold everything he had to buy it. How much does union with God mean to you? That's the real question. He sold everything he had to purchase you. He left the glory that he had. Obviously, he still remains as God, but he took on our human nature. He came into this fallen world. He lived a human life, and then he poured out every drop of his blood so that you and I could be purchased for God. That's how much of a treasure you are to him. So how much of a treasure is he to you? You know, it's nice, oysters have pearls, cool. It's nice, there's a treasure buried in that field over there. Do you want it? Is it important to you? Because this is the greatest treasure in the universe. This is God. And God is all in all. Everything exists within God. And so there is nothing that is even remotely as valuable as the treasure that is hidden in the depth of your own soul. But it's rather appropriate that the Lord talks about the fact that it's buried in the field, because that's what we've done. Our sins have just heaped all kinds of dirt on top of him. And now we have to dig all that out. All of our brokenness, all of our sinfulness, all of our junk, all of our selfishness, it has just covered it all up. So that's what the spiritual life is all about. It's going deeper and deeper and deeper and digging out all that stuff, getting rid of all of our little buried treasures that we've piled in on top of him, and finally coming to union with him. It is not an easy task. It is a very blessed one, but it is the most painful thing a human being is ever going to have to endure, because it's facing our own self. It's facing our own brokenness. It's actually having to face how much God loves you. And let's admit it, most of us don't believe it. We know it in our heads. In our hearts, we don't believe it for one split second. And that's some of the most painful part, to actually accept God's love. That's the reality. That's the treasure. God is love. That's all that he does, is love you. And we don't believe it. See how successful the devil has been? We need to tell the devil to get lost, because everything the devil offers It's a bunch of garbage. We have an infinite treasure buried in our own soul. And the Lord wants us to dig it up because the treasure is Him. He wants union with us. Do we want union with Him? And to what degree? I mean, again, obviously, if you're in the state of grace, the Lord is there, there's a sense of union. But He doesn't want just a sense of union. He wants complete union. He wants us to be conformed to Him, indeed transformed into Him. He made us in His own image and likeness for a reason. He made us His own sons and daughters for a reason. Now He wants us to discover that. That's what He's waiting for. So He is the hidden treasure, the buried treasure, the pearl of great price. You are for Him. Is He for you? That's the real question we have to ask.